We're on a mission to have more stylists and therapists being paid 100k a year. Like, there's got to be the goalpost for the industry.
It's actually better to not do all the things because you have a clearer head. So that was a big thing, was to step back and trust my team.
I thought the only way I could make this business work was to work my butt off behind the chair. Well, that's what Ben Oxlade believed when he took over his family salon in Australia just a few years ago. Overwhelmed, burnt out, missing time with his young family, he thought working harder was the only way forward. Maybe you've been feeling the same, carrying the same weight for your business, running on empty and still not seeing the results that you want. Maybe you think, like most salon owners, that there are only two ways to grow: work harder yourself or keep adding more staff. But both of those paths are business models of the past, and they lead straight to burnout. It's time to move on, because bringing on more people without the right team structure, career pathway, without the right leadership plan, without client flow process in place, often just leads to more chaos, more stress, not more profit. And that's the biggest growth shift. Those biggest growth shifts don't come from working harder or hiring faster. They come from stepping into your role as a salon CEO, leading differently. So what Ben did, and he's here now, 18 months later, he has nearly doubled his revenue without doubling his team. He's built a management team he can trust. He's stepped back from Saturdays. He's actually enjoying life on the river with his family. He's cut down to 3 days behind the chair. Now, just imagine for a second if you stopped believing that growth required more from you. He said to me on this podcast, "I realize if I do less, I grow more." So what could actually be possible for your salon if you could move closer to the $1 million revenue, maybe? Maybe you could finally free yourself from all of the overwhelm and the chaos and create both profit and freedom. So if you don't believe it's possible, this episode today is all about that. And I think you'll love listening to Ben's stories, the highs and the lows. Let's jump in and meet Ben. Ben, thank you so much for joining me on the Salon Owners Collective podcast. Welcome. Pleased to have you here.
Oh, fantastic to be here, Riz. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, I'm excited about our chat today because I know you've got a lot to share and some insights. You've had a pretty good journey over the last 18 months or so. But can we start with, like, where are you in the world? What's your salon? Whereabouts is it? How many people in your team? Let's just start with a bit of that. Who are you, Ben?
So who am I? So my salon I own is called Subi Hair. It's in Adelaide, South Australia. My team currently has 7 staff. It was a family business that I bought my mum out of about July coming will be 3 years. So it's been heck of a journey.
Heck of a journey for sure. So what was it like growing up in a family business? You worked in the family business. Like, tell us a little bit about until the time that you bought. Like, what was that like?
So I started sweeping floors and making coffees when I was about 14 in the family business, and that was to support a sport that I was doing. And then finished year 12, and then sort of thought I might be a photographer. And did some work experience with photographers and decided that that wasn't probably me. And then always been around the hair world. So I thought, let's give this a go. Went into it and absolutely loved it. So it was pretty cool. So it's funny. I said to mum, I want to do my hairdressing apprenticeship. And she's like, no, you don't. I'm like, well, yeah, I do actually. and she thought about it for about a week and she's like, all right, well, if you're going to do it somewhere, you have to do it with me, because that way I can make sure that you train well. And I'm like, okay, no probs.
I love that. I love that. I love that her first initial reaction was, no, you don't.
No, it's, I think that old mentality of the industry, because it wasn't a paid well industry and that sort of stuff. And that, unfortunately, was the narrative for such a long time. And I mean, we've proven that that's not true. And it can be a fantastic career. So I think, yeah. So
not that long ago, 3 years ago, you purchased it off your parents. Tell us about that. Like, what was that experience like? Are they still in the business? Like, what's the relationship, working relationship yeah. now?
Okay. So I had a business in Cairns, and mum told me she was going to sell the salon that I'd helped build with her for 20-something years. And anyway, I was like, well, you're not selling it to someone else. So I moved back, and then mum then continued to work for 7 more years in the salon. So it was a very long process to be able to buy the business off of her. But yeah, look, I managed to, through different investments, we managed to get money together to be able to buy mum and my stepdad out. And yeah, look, mum by that stage had well and truly was over the industry, was burnt out, had done enough. We'd just come out of COVID. So that was very stressful for everyone in the industry, I think. Yeah, so mum sort of stepped completely out of the business and I took full control. So mum's now retired and spends her life painting and loves it. So it's great.
Love
She's
it.
Happy.
I love it. Yeah, yeah, that's awesome. So when we met 18 months ago or so, I remember our conversation because you were like, I'm frustrated at where things are right now and I want more. Take us back into that time. Like, what were your frustrations? How were you feeling? And what was it that you were wanting to do?
So when I took over the salon from mum, we'd sort of only just employed two new seniors that had come on within 2 weeks before I took on the business. We had no structure, no policies, no backbone of the business. So I was sort of feeling quite overwhelmed because I'd sort of gone from being a stylist on the floor to that had become a manager without really having any training on how to manage or how to deal with people and just dealing with everything emotionally. And then sort of, yeah, I mean, your podcast kept popping up because I was sort of, there's got to be a different way. So your podcast kept popping up in my feed and I'm like, and it was like, do you want to be a $1 million salon? I'm like, yes, I really do. Cause I'm working like flat out, like every minute of every day was crammed packed. And I thought that the only way that I could actually make this business work is if I worked my butt off behind the chair and brought the money in and then I could support everything and it would be the best way. So, and yeah, listening to more and more of your podcast, it was like, no, that's the opposite way you need to think. And, yeah, look, it was fantastic. It was exactly what I needed at the time. But yeah, at the time I was burnt out, I was overwhelmed, and I was just like, I couldn't go to mum and my stepdad because they sort of got to that stage, which is why they retired. And I'm like, well, that they don't know how to do it either. So I'm like, I need help. So
yeah, I remember you saying that too.
Yeah,
like that is the old model, and I want it to be different. You also had a young family at home. And so that was putting pressure on your ability to be present for them?
Yeah, exactly. Because, I'd miss most of their events, most of their, like, I've got a daughter that does gymnastics, another daughter that was playing a lot of netball. So I never saw the netball games because they were always on Saturdays. I missed out on half of the gymnastics comps because they were on Saturdays. And, and even when I was there, I was trying to put out fires within the business, so I wasn't actually there, you know. It was... Yeah, you kind of, you've got one foot in the family puddle, but the other one's constantly in the business and you're hoping to keep it all afloat.
So how many in your team back then, Ben?
When I first took it on, it was four. Yeah, so there's only four of us in. But then I quickly put on a couple of apprentices.
Okay, cool. All right, good. All right. And do you remember what was your revenue that you were doing when we first met 18 months ago?
So I think our baseline when I went through, and it's funny, when I went and first did the My CEO Dash, I was including the GST because my numbers didn't look very good. So I'm like, oh no, if I put the extra 10%, it won't look as bad. It's funny. I'd like to go back and redo all of those because I think my jump would have been even greater than what it is now. So
yeah,
it's funny. But yeah, I think my baseline was like 12.9.
Yeah,
which is but what we were sort of sitting at about then. So yeah.
Okay, so somewhere around the 10K mark X yeah. just. Let's leap forward. yeah, nice. So let's take a leap forward to now, 18 months later. One of the things that I've observed you change the most, which I'd love you to speak to, is, let's start. We just finished with revenue and team, and let's start with that, but I want to add in time because one of the things that I see you doing is like, you do the things in life. You're like, you're actually quite adventurous. You go boating and like, I'll let you speak to that. Rafting is the one I was looking for. Like, just speak to the things that you've been able to do in terms of time freedom.
Yeah. So now I only do 3.5 days on the floor in the salon. I don't work Saturdays anymore, and I'm gradually stepping even further off the floor more and more, which is giving me the time to do the other things. But yeah, we're a water skiing family. So we go wakeboarding and my kids all wakeboard and we've got jet skis. So if we're not working, we're definitely filling all the days. And it gets to a stage where I'm like, okay, can we just have a weekend at home? Well, I actually need to stop. But it's a brilliant problem to have. I mean, our lifestyle now is just fantastic. Like over the weekend, we were up the river. It's like 16 degrees here at the moment, but my kids are still wanting to go wakeboarding. So we're out there, I'm driving the boat and they're jumping in the water. I'm like, nuts. But yeah, I mean, 3 years ago, I wouldn't have thought we'd be in this stage in such a short space of time. I really wouldn't. So
when you think about it, it's a short space of time. I want to congratulate you. Last week, you did your highest revenue since Christmas, which was 17,000.
Yes.
Well done. High five to you.
Thank you.
So you have more time. You definitely have more revenue. Let's speak about team, numbers of team, and let's bring in the conversation around managers because you have a bit of a management structure now.
I do.
Who's in the team?
So there's seven in the team. I have a team manager and I also have an operations manager. So, when I first took over the business, I didn't put anyone in a managerial position. I waited to see where they would naturally fall. And one of the girls the apprentices flocked to her and she became that mother duck, I guess you could say. And I went, okay, brilliant. You run the team. So you can do the emotional stuff that I can't do, or I don't have the I'm a bit of a, my personality type is very directional, so she does that side of it. And then I had another girl that jumped on a computer and she would fix all of the days off and she would do the rostering and then rearrange stuff. And I'm like, brilliant, you're my operation. So that kind of autonomously happened, and then I could put more responsibility onto them gradually. So my operations, unfortunately, is about to have a baby, so she's about to step out until March next year, but that's okay. It's happy news for her, but we'll miss her. And then my team manager, I'm about to get into the motivating managers program with you guys, so that way she learns the same things that I'm learning and we can all get on the same page, which is pretty cool.
And to that point, like, them being able to learn the things that you're learning means that you don't have to go back and reteach everything. Like, you can just learn it together and co-create and build together. Yeah.
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 So I'm excited about that. I think that'll be a faster growth even from there. So, yeah.
Yes. Because when you think about it, it's kind of double-double. You double the human, you can double the output.
Yeah, exactly. And spread the load. Spread the load. Spread the worry.
Yes.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
So, two heads is always better than one. So,
agree.
Yeah.
So, before we hopped on, I said to you, like, what do you think have been the two strategies that you've implemented that really have changed business so quickly? Like, you've almost doubled revenue. You haven't doubled team. Like, you really have not grown the size of the team at all. And in fact, you're earning working less hours but you're almost double revenue. What do you think are the two main things that have been, you know, really fundamentally the shift? Do you want to speak to those? What would be the first one?
I think probably role clarity would be the first one, I reckon. So putting people in the right places that I can trust, that I can stand back and go, you know what? They've got this, you know, like spending, being able to go away for a week and not have my team call me because something's happened and they just manage it and make it happen. I mean, that's taken a while to get to that stage, but yeah, that trust has been fantastic. And to realize that I don't need to do all the things, it's actually better to not do all the things because you have a clearer head. So that was a big thing, was to step back and trust my team.
Hey, it's me again. I just wanted to interrupt and jump in here quickly to say thanks for listening to the podcast. I really appreciate you being here. Just one question though. If you are listening to this episode and thinking, oh my God, this is me, but I'm just not sure what to do, well, don't worry. I've got some strategies for you. The Salon Mastery Program will help you develop and implement 100K team, 100K mindset, strategies and steps designed to help you lead your team to enjoy 100K careers and install the 100K mindset and motivation so you can help build that inside of your team. The systems, the processes to master the 100K day so you can build the $1 million salon. So I want to invite you to join me for a complimentary $1 million strategy call. We'll discuss your business, your role in the business. Let's see if I'm the right person to help you grow your business and your team. Together, we can reach the $1 million mark. All you need to do is click the apply now button in the show notes of this very episode. You're welcome to book a time, a strategy call. We'll have a chat. All right, that's enough for me. Let's get back to the episode.
And I think as business owners, we sort of think that if we're not doing it, it's not going to get done properly. So that was a big change and shift in mindset for me. I had probably doubled down on my training in apprentices and learning how to support them, and employing the right people has been very important. The right personality types and skill sets.
Yesterday you implemented something that you've been working on for a while, and yesterday you tell us about strategy you just pulled off yesterday.
Okay, so yesterday is where my tiered pricing first finally kicked in. So I did a really slow rollout. It took nearly 7 weeks to basically nurture every single client, because the salon's been there 33 years. So some of these clients I've seen generations grow up through the business, which so I needed to do it in a gentle way and make sure that the handover from clients that I've been doing on the floor to my other seniors and to my other staff was a nice smooth transition. So that kicked in yesterday, and it's amazing. It's been a really strange thing. Like, you spend your entire career making sure you don't have white space, and then now I'm trying to create it. I've had to struggle with my own self to get my head around the fact that I need the white space to be able to do all the things behind the scenes and do the training so that I can create more hairdressers that can do the things that we can do. So yeah, it's looking good, and most people have transitioned well. And the ones that have stayed with me are more than happy to pay an extra. I've increased all my haircut prices $30. Some are comfortable with it, some aren't. So it was a big jump, and it's the biggest we've ever done in the salon. And it's like, it's a completely different business model than what we've done at all. So it's probably going to have its teething problems, but that's okay. You know what? Sometimes you're just going to do it and then refine it. So.
Agree. So you've put your price up considerably. You've handed over a majority or a good chunk of your clients to the team. You've done a beautiful handover process. Like, you've orchestrated or curated that experience for them. And now from this week on, you are experiencing a new roster, so to speak, like new hours on the floor and space now, more space to do the business side of things.
Yeah, it's quite liberating. Actually, it's very free because, like, unfortunately, I still don't have a website set up. Like, so I'm still trying to get my head together, right? So we might be doing things like this, but I still am learning from people that aren't at the same level, you know? Like, we learn from each other as businesses. Like, that's Fiji is such a great, like, well, intensives are so good for that, you know? You learn from people that are doing three times as much as what you are and people that are doing half as much as what you are, but everyone's got something to offer, and it's so... I don't know, inclusive, I guess you could say. Like, you sort of, you sometimes you feel on your own as a business owner, and yeah, when you're surrounded by other business owners that are going through the same things that you're going through, it's really cool. It is really cool.
Yeah, so. I love that. You received an award at the Fiji Intensive.
Yeah.
You want to speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, that was quite shocking, actually. Yeah, so we won the Salon Growth Award. I wasn't expecting it. I mean, I know we've been sort of hustling that you kind of only see what you're doing and you don't sort of see everything else. And so that was really, really cool. Like, to pick up an award, to be sort of recognized for the work that you put in. That was amazing. So that sits behind our where our reception is. It sits directly behind where everyone walks in. Everyone can see it. So I'm like, yes, we won this award because of the growth. And a lot of the clients are like, I can see exactly why. It's always busy in here. And I'm like, I love it.
Yeah. Ben, please can you send us a photo of your award behind reception? I need to see that.
Yes.
I would love that. All right. So I feel like the intensive, which happened to be in Fiji, gave you a lot of clarity, but you said something just before we hopped on, but now I've got more to do.
Yes.
There's more things to do because now I'm clear on the things that I need to do.
Yeah.
So, let's speak about that a little bit because I feel like, you know, you've reached this milestone and now there's this next path in front of you and you've got real clarity around that. Maybe I can speak to the goal that I know that your goal that you're chasing is the $1 million revenue in terms of a weekly average trending. That's 19.5K. So I'm clear that that's the next goal. What about like your time, your role? What else? And we'll get to the tactics that you're working on in a moment. But like, what else is the goal now for you? Like, what's next for you, Ben?
So we're probably in a refinement stage now. So to refining the client journey and the process within the salon and to create I can't come up with a word. But anyway, to create a consistent, inconsistent environment within the salon so that the client journey from our emerging stylists right the way through to our seniors and our executive stylists is consistent. So we're about to implement some new software into the salon, which has a lot of it already integrated that I want to implement in regards to marketing and stuff like that. So the current system we're using seems a bit medieval and in comparison to the new one. So it's so that's an exciting journey. So and then I need to get my head around it. So the white space that I'm creating is going to give me the time to be able to do that so I can then train my team to be able to jump on board. So so I think that's where we're heading currently, is that just refinement before we continue to grow. And so I need to do the behind the scenes of this is how we do it here and putting that side of it together. And then when I start to onboard the next generation of stylists into my business, it's all done. And my job then becomes easier in order to bring them all together.
All right. I love that. It sounds like you're really clear about what's next and that the focus is in now that you've done some work on the team. Now there's some focus on the client. So then you can refocus on the team to move up the journey seamlessly. So I think that's smart, especially in the current environment that we have. Like, we've got to work smarter, not just busier, you know, in this next phase, you know, between sort of 2025 into 26 and into 2030. So it's really refreshing to hear. Your managers are kind of a good piece and part of that growth journey, like really getting them optimized and leveling up. They're coming to join the managers program next.
Yes, they are. Yep. So my team manager, she's the one, because the other one's about to go have a baby. So maybe when she gets back, we'll talk about that.
But, yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, the team manager especially. So, and she can help me with the training and the other side of building the rest of it and running the workshops, making sure consultations are even, you know. So all of that continues to add to the growth of my stylists, and then they start hitting their targets, and then their wages increase, and then their bonuses increase, and, you know, it's all part of the whole flow of, and everyone's happy. So, yeah.
We're on a mission to have more stylists and therapists, you know, being paid 100K a year. Like, yeah, there's got to be the goalpost for the industry, and one stylist at a time, one journey at a time. But, you know, we're traditionally an industry of people that are underpaid, and, you know, we want to change that. Hey, Ben.
100%. 100%. I'd love to have a salon full of $100,000 a year stylists, you know, like that. That would just be awesome. And even more.
It's the goalpost.
You know, I think, is it 5,000 a week or something is the goalpost for 100K? I mean, if we can get them to 7K.
Yeah, between 5 and 7. Yeah.
Between 5 and 7. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah. It's,
okay. Well, we're on a mission, and I appreciate that, you know, we're on that mission together.
Me too.
And what I look forward to the most is our intensive in Bali next year, that you will be officially in the boardroom. I know that's a goalpost for you. It's a goalpost for us in the whole company, Ben. So I'm really looking forward to celebrating that with you.
I'll be
next
there.
Year in Bali.
I'll be there.
You will be. Hey, look, I really appreciate you coming in and sharing, you know, really openly, like your journey, where you've come from, what you've been doing, what's working. It's really refreshing. And we just love working with you because you take an idea, you run with it, you just get shit done. And there's no fluff that gets in your way. You just get the things done. So it's a real pleasure having you in our world. And I appreciate your time today.
I appreciate everything you've given me. It's been amazing. Thank you. It's changed everything. So
good. Thanks, Ben. Ciao for now.
Hey, Sarissa. Bye.
And that's a wrap. Ben, appreciate you sharing your story, inspiring the industry. Like, your journey is the proof that when you really step into your CEO role, but kind of trust the process, that the right structure in place gives you the freedom and the profit that's actually absolutely possible. So if you're listening and you're stuck and you're working harder than ever, but you're not seeing the growth, you know, for the effort that you're making, and you know that you want a little bit more freedom in your life to just whatever it is that you need to do, spend the time with the family, go back to the gym, just have to sit on the couch, like if you're going 100 miles in an hour, maybe this is your sign to jump on a call with me and let's see if we can help. Am I the right person to help you? You don't have to do everything. You don't need to do it alone. In fact, when you do it together and you do less, you actually achieve more. Interestingly enough, Ben is testament to that. So on the strategy call, we're going to create a really clear strategy plan. So we're clear on what you need to do over the next 12 months to get you to where you need to go. And we'll help you get out of that overwhelm, help you grow revenue if that's primary goal. If you're between 500 and a mil, then that's the primary goal. And we want to grow revenue without necessarily growing your team. And then once you hit the $1 million mark, then really it's about optimizing the business for profit. We want to double profit. And so depending on the stage and phase that your business is in right now, we'll see, is salon mastery or is the boardroom the right place for you, depending on what the goals are that you're trying to achieve. All right, so you know where to find me. The link is waiting in the show notes, but you can DM me. It's on the website, like it's in all the places, Instagram bio, If you can't find the link, we have a problem, Houston. You should be able to find it. Hey, look forward to meeting you. Otherwise, that's a ciao from me. Same time, same place next week on the podcast. Ciao for now.